tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You're listening ad-free on Wondery Plus. It's just after noon on December 1st, 1990, in a tunnel deep beneath the English Channel. 42-year-old British engineer Graham Fagg pushes a heavy jackhammer into the rock face at the end of the tunnel and chips away at the wall piece by piece. 3 years ago, Britain and France began work on a collaborative project unlike any before. Skilled engineers on either side of the English Channel began tunneling down, digging below the seabed. After months of gradual progress, the British side has excavated a tunnel 13 miles in length. Now they're closing in on the French team, digging in the other direction. Graham's drill cuts into the rock again, and a large chunk crumbles away. But as the dust clears, though, Graham realizes there's an opening in the rock face. He's broken through. Cheers drift through from the French tunnel on the other side of the wall. Graham sticks his arm into the gap, where it's immediately grabbed by a French tunnel. In the excitement, the Frenchman pushes the upper half of his body through the hole and waves to the British engineers. Cameras flash as the journalists who've gathered to capture this historic event take photos. Then Graham urges the Frenchman back into his half of the tunnel. When he's safely out of the way, Graham picks his jackhammer back up and begins making the gap larger. Soon enough, it's big enough to walk through. Then Graham puts down his drill, and cameras flash again as he becomes the first person to walk from the British Isles to mainland Europe since the end of the Ice Age. The joining of the British and French sections of the Channel Tunnel is the culmination of years of planning and construction. But the engineers' task is far from over. Their eventual goal is to build a railroad that will allow people to travel between Britain and France, and another 4 years of hard work will lie ahead before passenger service beneath the sea finally begins on November 14, 1994. From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily. History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is November 14th, 1994, the first passenger train through the Channel Tunnel. It's January 20th, 1986, in a hotel in Beijing, China, almost 5 years before British and French tunnelers meet below the English Channel. Scottish engineer Gordon Crichton picks up the small electric kettle he always travels with and pours hot water into a cup. Then he stretches and yawns. Ever since he arrived in China to oversee the construction of a new subway, Gordon has struggled with jet lag, and today's no different. He's woken up early, so Gordon switches on the television and flips to the news channel while he waits for his tea to brew. As he gets dressed, a familiar voice on the TV catches his attention. British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher is standing at a podium alongside French President François Mitterrand. With a rush of excitement, Gordon realizes that they're about to announce the winning bid for a major new construction project. Since the beginning of the 19th century, innovators and engineers have fantasized about the possibility of linking Britain and France by road or rail. In 1881, two businessmen even began digging a tunnel, but the project soon fell apart when neither government offered financial backing. For centuries, Britain and France had regularly been at war, and many believed that a physical link between the two would be disastrous for the security of both nations. But in the 20th century, the relationship between Britain and France became more harmonious, and the idea of a cross-channel transport link was resurrected. Last year, Prime Minister Thatcher and President Mitterrand invited several companies to submit designs. These were narrowed down to four proposals: an enormous suspension bridge, a series of bridges and tunnels between artificial islands, a road tunnel, and a rail tunnel. Eager to hear the news of who won the bid, Gordon settles down in front of the television, having forgotten his cup of tea. His company specializes in building subway systems and is part of the rail tunnel bid. And as he watches, Prime Minister Thatcher announces that their submission is the winner. Gordon settles back in his seat, laughing to himself. He's glad he's already working on the Chinese subway, because building the Channel Tunnel won't be easy. Even at its narrowest point, the English Channel is still 21 miles wide. Construction is expected to take at least 7 years, and since nothing has been attempted on this scale before, there's a high chance of failure. So Gordon pities the colleague who will be chosen to lead the tunneling. But Gordon's engineering and management skills are too good for his company to leave in China. 9 months later, he gets a call making him the director of engineering of the Channel Tunnel and placing Gordon responsible for excavations on both sides of the channel. In a series of meetings in London and Paris, Gordon outlines the construction schedule to his team. On the English side, the rock is drier, more pliable, and easier to cut through. And for this reason, the British team is given responsibility for boring through 13 miles of tunnel. The French will have to dig only 10 miles, but through tougher geology. Then, after the distances are agreed upon, the two countries' digging teams must decide on a meeting point. If the tunnels miss each other, correcting the mistake would be costly. But accurately digging to one spot underneath the English Channel is going to be difficult. Satellite mapping is ineffective under so much water. So instead, the British and French crews both use laser targeting to direct their tunneling machinery. But even that machinery presents a problem. There's no equipment on the market that can excavate a tunnel underneath the English Channel at the speed required to complete the job by deadline. And British and French companies can't make the equipment to the right specifications at the right budget. So Gordon commissions a Japanese company to build 11 boring machines that can cut a tunnel, collect the loose rock, and transport it to the surface using conveyor belts. By the time preparations are complete, the equipment is ready, and excavation begins at the end of 1987, the clock is already ticking. Gordon's deadline to complete the work is May 1993. And that gives him just 5.5 years to complete one of the largest tunneling operations the world has ever seen. As work begins, Gordon makes sure his team is aware of how difficult this undertaking will be. Everything that can go wrong probably will. But Gordon will be proven right sooner than he knows, because the boring machines won't get more than a few hundred yards from shore before water begins pouring in and work on the channel tunnel comes to a sudden stop.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep, pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home. My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the old-fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal, up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth, bar-quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's BARTESIAN.com/drinks.
this Thanksgiving. While you're piling up plates, DraftKings, the one and only official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, is serving up something extra to be thankful for. A shot at $1 million. Every customer can turn $5 into a Thanksgiving win or get it all back in DK dollars. So this Thanksgiving, download the DraftKings app and use code HEART to turn $5 into a no-stress shot at $1 million top prize. That's code HEART in partnership with DraftKings Daily Fantasy. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. 18 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One token per customer. Entry must lose to receive DK dollars based on amount of losing qualifying entry. Max reward $5 and non-withdrawable DK dollars. Terms at DraftKings.com/promotions.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
It's February 1988 in the English section of the Channel Tunnel, a few weeks after digging work began. Engineering director Gordon Crichton stares at water dripping from the roof of the tunnel. At his side is another engineer, Helen Natras. Both of them are up to their ankles in water. This is the first real test of the Channel Tunnel project. Earlier today, construction ground to a halt as workers discovered water pouring in through the roof. Every day that digging stops adds roughly $2 million to the budget, so the leak must be fixed quickly. But Gordon is perplexed as to where the water's coming from. They're 300 feet below the seabed, and there are two geological layers of rock above their heads that should be impervious to the water of the English Channel. Gordon's years of experience tells him that there shouldn't be any way that seawater can leak into the tunnel, but somehow his feet are still soaking wet. Gordon sighs and heads away from the rock face. He needs to report the work stoppage to the government minister overseeing the project. But he's only splashed a few feet down the tunnel when Helen shouts for him to stop. Gordon turns around to see her crouching in the water with a broad grin on her face. She tells Gordon to taste it. Gordon's confused. He's not sure what point Helen's trying to make. But he's worked with Helen for years and trusts her. So he bends over, takes a scoop of water, and lifts it to his mouth. Gordon smiles as well when he tastes it too. It isn't salty, and that means it can't be coming from the English Channel. Instead, it's fresh water, filtered through the rock, rain from hundreds of thousands of years ago when the English Channel didn't even exist. Gordon sets off back down the tunnel, but now he's got a different phone call to make. Since it's not water from the English Channel seeping in, they should be able to simply fill the cracks in the roof. That'll plug the leaks and allow tunneling to continue. So he orders a chemical resin to be injected into the rock fissures as well as pumps to remove the standing water from the tunnel floor. And within a few weeks, the tunnel is dry and digging can begin again. But now Gordon faces a race to get the project back on schedule. His company offers bonus payments to work crews that meet distance targets. The tunnelers welcome the extra pay, but some believe that speed is being prioritized over safety. Those fears are given extra weight when a 19-year-old worker dies in an accident. Reports suggest that Andrew McKenna missed the underground train that carried his work crew to the tunnel face, so he started walking down the track to catch up, but he was then trapped when trains approached him in both directions at the same time. Andrew is the first fatality during construction of the Channel Tunnel, but he's not the last. One British worker dies when a tunnel boring machine starts up unexpectedly. Another is killed by heavy lifting equipment, and yet another is electrocuted when fixing a cable. In total, 10 people are killed during the excavation of the tunnel. But 3 years after work first began, there is finally cause for celebration. The British and French tunnels meet 132 feet below the English Channel, and British tunneler Graham Fagg shakes hands with his French counterpart, Philippe Cosette. And thanks to the laser-guided boring machines, the two tunnels are only a few inches off target when they meet. Celebrations take place on both sides of the tunnel. The British have a buffet of sandwiches, but the French have come better prepared. They offer their British counterparts hot food and champagne. And after the ceremonies are complete, the British engineers hitch a ride on the French tunneler's train and get their passports stamped when they arrive in Calais, the first British visitors to travel to France by land in recorded history. Gordon Crichton knows that the joining of the tunnels is a historic moment, but the job isn't finished yet. The project won't be complete until 3 tunnels have been dug beneath the sea, 2 for trains with a service tunnel in between them. So the excavations will continue for another 3 years. After that, tracks will be laid, the rails will be electrified, and ventilation shafts dug. Only then, more than 18 months behind schedule, will the Channel Tunnel be ready for its first paying customers, and a new era in European travel will finally begin.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep, pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home. My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the old-fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal. Up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth, bar-quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
It's November 14th, 1994 at Waterloo Station, London. 4 years after British and French tunnelers met beneath the English Channel. Lionel Stevenson ascends on an escalator toward the platform. As a train driver, Lionel's made thousands of journeys all across Britain, but none quite like this. Today, Lionel's about to drive the first passenger train through the Channel Tunnel. 6 months ago, the Channel Tunnel was officially opened by Queen Elizabeth II and French President François Mitterrand. A month after that, freight trains began operating. But the first paying passengers had to wait until additional safety checks were conducted and terminals had been completed. Now the Channel Tunnel passenger service is finally ready to begin. As Lionel reaches the top of the escalator, he's met by the sound of a brass band. Smartly dressed waiters circulate with silver platters of canapés and champagne. But Lionel waves them off as he makes his way down the platform to the front of the train. There, photographers capture the moment as Lionel climbs into the driver's compartment. Reporters ask him questions about how he's feeling ahead of the first journey of the most expensive transportation project in history. Lionel just smiles and assures them he's feeling happy and confident. Several onlookers then ask Lionel for his autograph, and he willingly signs his name, laughing at the idea of being a celebrity for the day. Lionel then checks the instruments as a second driver joins him at the front of the train. Then, as passengers begin to board, Lionel's nerves creep in. He and his partner have completed this journey numerous times in testing, but this is the first train carrying paying passengers. If anything goes wrong or if they're delayed, it will make headlines for all the wrong reasons. Moments before the train is due to leave, Lionel's supervisor arrives to offer a last-minute pep talk. But then the supervisor notices that neither driver is wearing the correct uniform. They're missing their hats. Lionel realizes they must have left them in their lockers. After a hurried conference, three men decide to go on without their headwear, figuring it's better to arrive in France on time and underdressed than be late wearing their hats. With a final blow of the guard's whistle, Lionel pushes the controls and the train departs. It's just 1 minute behind schedule, and they quickly make up the deficit on the journey. Less than 3 hours after leaving London, Lionel's train arrives in Paris. It's the first of countless successful journeys underneath the English Channel. Today, the Channel Tunnel transports passengers not just from London to Paris, but also to Brussels and Amsterdam, and over 18 million people use the service every year. But years of construction were required before the first passengers could travel through the Channel Tunnel on the inaugural service, which left Waterloo Station bound for Europe on November 14, 1994. Next on History Daily, November 17, 1989, a student demonstration in Prague is violently shut down by the police, sparking the Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily, hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Mohammed Shazi. Sound design by Molly Bond. Music by Thrum. This episode is written and researched by Owen Paul Nichols. Edited by Scott Reeves. Managing producer Emily Burr. Executive producers are William Simpson for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food and Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
It never happens at a good time. The pipe bursts at midnight. The heater quits on the coldest night. Suddenly, you're overwhelmed. That's when Home Serve is here. For $4.99 a month, you're never alone. Just call their 24/7 hotline and a local pro is on the way. Trusted by millions, Home Serve delivers peace of mind when you need it most. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to homeserve.com. That's homeserve.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.